Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Jewachon. Our text for reflection is Acts chapter 20, the verses 30 to chapter 23, verse 11. Acts 22, verse 30 to 23, verse 11. The commander wanted to find out exactly why Paul was being accused by the Jews. So the next day he released him and ordered the chief priests and all the members of the Sanhedrin to assemble. Then he brought Paul and had him stand before them. Paul looked straight at the Sanhedrin and said, "My brothers, I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience to this day." At this, the high priest Ananias ordered those standing near Paul to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, "God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. You sit there to judge me according to the law, yet you yourself violate the law by commanding that I be struck." Those who were standing near Paul said, "How dare you insult God's high priest?" Paul replied, "Brothers, I did not realize that he was the high priest, for it is written, 'Do not speak evil about the ruler of your people.'" Then Paul, knowing that some of them were Sadducees and the others Pharisees, called out in the Sanhedrin, "My brothers, I am a Pharisee descended from Pharisees. I stand on trial because of the hope of the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. There was a great uproar, and some of the teachers of the law who were Pharisees stood up and argued vigorously. "We find nothing wrong with this man," they said. "What if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him?" The dispute became so violent that the commander was afraid Paul would be torn to pieces by them. He ordered troops to go down and take him away from them by force and bring him into the barracks. The following night, the Lord stood near Paul and said, "Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome." My theme for reflection is take courage. Take courage. There is a story about a man who was learning to swim. His instructor told him, "The key is to relax and trust the water to hold you up." But every time he felt himself sinking, he panicked, flailed his arms, and sank even more. It was only when he finally surrendered to the water's support that he discovered he could float. In Acts 22:30 to 23, verse 11, Paul finds himself in deep waters. He has been falsely accused, arrested, and now stands before the Jewish council, defending himself yet again. His words, "I have lived my life before God in all good conscience," earn him a slap across the mouth. The moment is tense, the crowd is divided, and violence is brewing. But then something remarkable happens. That night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage, for as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome." Paul is not just facing opposition. He is caught in a storm of religious and political forces far beyond his control. He could have been discouraged. He could have questioned whether his mission was worth the trouble. Yet, in the middle of the chaos, Christ appears not to remove the difficulty, but to reassure him, "Take courage." This moment is significant because Jesus doesn't promise immediate rescue. Instead, he promises Paul a future. "You must testify also in Rome." In other words, your story is not over. I have more for you to do. The presence of Christ does not eliminate the storm, but it guarantees that the storm will not have the final say. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "We must be ready to allow ourselves to be interrupted by God." Paul had his own plans for ministry, but God's plan took him from one unexpected challenge to another. Yet through it all, Paul remained faithful, trusting that God's purpose was unfolding even in adversity. So what does this mean for us today? Life rarely goes as planned. We face opposition, uncertainty, and moments when we feel like we are sinking. But the same Jesus who stood beside Paul stands beside us. He doesn't promise to remove every hardship, but he does promise his presence. And if he tells us to take courage, it means we have every reason to do so. Lent is a season to remember that courage is not the absence of fear, but the presence of faith. Like Paul, we may not always understand why we are facing trials, but we can trust that God is leading us forward. Our story is not over. We must still testify to our families, our communities, and even in places we never expected to go. So take courage. The Lord is standing by you. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of my life do I need to take courage and trust that God is leading me forward? Number two, how can I be faithful in testifying to Christ even when facing difficulties? And now our practical exercise for the day. Write down one fear or uncertainty that has been weighing on you. Then beside it, write the words, "Take courage, the Lord is with me." Spend a few moments in prayer, asking God to give you the strength to trust him in that situation. Lord, when the storms of life overwhelm me, remind me that you are standing beside me. Give me the courage to trust you, even when I cannot see the way forward. Like Paul, help me to remain faithful in my testimony and to walk boldly when you lead. May I find my confidence not in my circumstances, but in your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore.